Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Blizzard and winter storms for Southern California. I go to Jeff Bliss. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch to help me understand the weather, the climate in California these strange last weeks. Earlier, you will recall, California was overwhelmed with rainstorms, rivers of rainstorms in the sky that answered the three-year-long drought and appeared to satisfy the Central Valley and other parts of California. There were deep snowpacks in the north, as I recall. But now, Jeff, a very good evening to you. You're in Orange County, south of Los Angeles. What does the weather look like to you right now in SoCal? What have you seen in these last 24 hours? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Locally here in Orange County, it's been rainy, windy, blustery days the past few days. Right now, we're going through a period of dry. It hasn't been a bad afternoon. However, we're expecting more rain later tonight. They say that's going to be the worst of the storm so far. However, throughout the rest of Southern California, it's been unlike anything anybody can remember in their memory. Snow dropping down below 1,500 feet. We've had a lot of accidents, pileups in the mountains, even among the most experienced drivers up there who are capable of driving the snow, but it's been very heavy. And then throughout the mountain areas, we've had, big drops of powder snow and rain and sleet across other parts of the state. And it's been very interesting. Even down at the beach, they've been getting hail and just these big hailstorms come in. And people are standing outside collecting the hail, wondering, what the heck is this? They don't see that often.
Is there an explanation from the meteorologists? They work very hard. I've been watching their reports. They knew the storm was coming. Do they explain it?
They're saying it's been part of these atmospheric rivers that keep coming in off of the Pacific. You know, we had a series of 9 atmospheric river storms in January, which brought us the wettest three-week period on record, period. And now this seems to be part of these systems, these winter systems that we're getting nowadays. I think it's what they're connecting it to a La Nina condition. But this is going to be, I'm betting, just from people I've been talking to, that this will not be the last of the winter storms. This might be the biggest overall throughout the West. It's hitting from, Washington all the way down to San Diego in the South. But I think there are more storms on the way.
I want to go north, but first in your region. According to CBS Los Angeles, snowfall is possible in the Mojave Desert, in the foothill areas, in the Inland Empire and the Santa Clarita Valley. Has that already happened? Have they seen snow?
Yes, I was going to say it's not only possible, it's happening as we speak. I've been watching live feeds from all of those areas, watching the snow come down. And some places where they expected just a dusting of snow, they've actually been adding up several inches of snow. So this is a bigger storm in some cases than they thought.
And we go way north to Portland. There's snow there. There's snow along the northwest, but that's not unusual. Portland gets snow. What's strange here is Southern California getting snow. Is this one storm or several storms, Jeff?
This is several storms. We're looking at essentially 3 storms. Some of them are kind of thinner in the middle than the others, but the second wave that we're in right now is supposed to be the biggest in terms of covering the region and the severity of it. But like I said, I think there's some more storms out there that I'm hearing about that might be hitting us within the next week or two. So we're not done with these winter storms by a long shot.
Now we go to San Francisco, the Bay Area. Are they getting snow in the Stanford area from Santa Clara north to the wine country?
They're certainly getting them in the Santa Cruz mountain areas and some of the high foothills that are, over 1,000 feet. They've been dealing with hail and rain and such at the lower elevations. But up in the mountains, I think I've sent a photo to you. It's just really amazing. It reminds me more of the high altitude Sierra Nevadas. That looks like a scene that's more along December in the Sierra Nevadas than it does along the mountains that border, the Central Valley of the Bay Area and the Pacific Coast there. It's really something to see the amount of snow that's dropping throughout California.
What kind of snow, Jeff? Let me clarify. Here in the east, we get Wet snow in the springtime, dry powder in the height of winter, January into February, which is easy to shovel but comes hard. And then the wet snow arrives around the end of March into March. So can you characterize the snow that's falling in California?
Sure. At higher elevations, it seems to be powdery snow, lighter. At the lower elevations, it seems to be wetter, and we're getting more icy snow. And I mentioned already, people are experiencing hail throughout the entire West Coast area. However, what's interesting is we're getting this this type of effect called grapple or grapple. And it's somewhere between sleet and snow. It's something that many of us have never experienced before, but the meteorologists have a name for it. It's a much harder snow, not quite a full-on ice storm, but people are feeling it. It's harder than hail, I believe.
Now we go to Lake Tahoe, the Donner Pass, and way north in the mountainous parts of California. What kind of snowfall are they seeing now, and where?
Boy, it's just been monstrous up there all season, and it's only gotten worse now. It's tough to travel in those areas, very difficult for the emergency and first responder crews and the snowplow drivers, because this stuff just keeps coming down. They're having to move it away. And on top of that, dealing with people who get stranded, need some sort of help. So it's been tough for the folks up there. There are some resorts in Northern and Southern California, ski resorts, that have just had to close because the driving is too treacherous.
This is the first of several waves are coming your way, and you've said we're going to get more storms. So are you prepared? Are you getting tougher? You understand New England. We're used to this. We haven't had any. You're getting our weather. So are you prepared to learn to shovel and to wear dry shoes and to not think you can get through a snowbank? Are people paying attention?
They are. It's funny. I'm originally from Boston, so I'm a little used to it. But, you know, to hear people be talking about things like shoveling their driveways, having a snow day for the schools, people having to put on their warmies. I mean, these are all things that you don't really hear about it, people living in the lower elevations. But it's all over TV and radio right now, and it's everything that people can talk about.
Let's talk about the people we do all the time, the homeless. Are there any preparations to get them into shelters? We don't permit our homeless to stay out on the streets in New York City in a blizzard. What about Los Angeles? You have thousands.
They do have contingency plans. They do have warming centers, which are slightly different than your typical shelters in terms of what they offer. It's more of a place to come in and just stay warm, not freeze to death outside. But they're having increasing problems with the homeless populations in good and bad weather, trying to get them to move from where they live on the streets into these facilities because they don't trust it. They're having mental or drug issues. And it's just an ongoing problem for the people who are looking after them. And that's going on right now.
Do you see it in the news? Are they covering this? That, I mean, Jeff, you've got a city living outside in Los Angeles. Is that city being provided for? Anything like that? They're not used to this.
There's no way that LA County can provide for the many, many homeless it has. It just can do what it does with everything else. And that's just, just a smattering of, resources. And the same is true in cities like Sacramento, where it's very, very difficult right now for there, in San Francisco, Portland, and Seattle. They're all dealing with this right now. Their homeless are having a very difficult time. And just like they did during the heat waves in the summer, they're seeing a lot of people being hospitalized or having to be taken care of because of the weather situation.
All right, let's have some fun here at the close. You recall there was a big rainstorm in Las Vegas, and they kept gambling all the time. The rain came down like a waterfall from the roof. Men were at the one-armed bandits. They were at the roulette table, and they didn't blink. They just moved away from the wet spot. Is that happening in Vegas? Is it getting snow coming through the roof, that sort of thing?
I haven't heard of snow coming through the roof, but snow is hitting in Vegas. It is piling up there, not in huge amounts like you'd see in snow drifts back east, but they are getting snow along the strip and the outer areas of the town there, and certainly up in the mountains. They're just covered in snow there. But business moves on. It keeps going. Money never sleeps in Vegas.
And Hank the Tank, where is he, Jeff? Do we know? Has he been seen? The 500-pound bear famous in Lake Tahoe.
The giant bear of Lake Tahoe. No, we haven't heard. I'm guessing he's holed up in somebody's cabin somewhere having a hot toddy and watching a football game on TV or something.
Blizzards in Southern California. Hail on the beach. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,